Good evening. This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. A special discussion on the 150th anniversary of the national song Vande Mataram is underway in the Lok Sabha. The song was written by Bankim Chandra Chattopadhyay in 1875 and was adopted as the national song by the Constituent Assembly of India on 24th of January 1950. Initiating the discussion in the Lok Sabha today, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said, "The mantra of Vande Mataram gave the strength and inspiration to the entire country and energized the freedom movement." He said, "The national song continues to inspire people to fulfill the dreams envisioned by our freedom fighters." The Prime Minister said, "Vande Mataram was written at a time of uprising in 1875 against the British government for unleashing various forms of oppression.
Hamare jaanbaz sapoot bina kisi dar ke phansi ke takht par chadte the aur aakhri saans tak Vande Mataram, Vande Mataram, Vande Mataram yahi unka bhav घोष रहता था। खुदीराम बोस, मदनलाल ढींगरा, रामप्रसाद बिस्मिल, अशफाक उल्ला खान, रोशन सिंह, राजेंद्र नाथ लाहिड़ी, रामकृष्ण बिश्वास, अनगिनत जिन्होंने वंदे मातरम कहते कहते फांसी के फंदे को अपने गले पर लगाया था।
Participating in the debate, Congress MP Gaurav Gogoi said, "Several writers and poets from Bengal wrote songs that inspired many during the independence movement." Samajwadi Party leader Akhilesh Yadav, TMC MP Kakoli Ghosh Dastidar, Divesh Chandra Thakur of JDU, Dr. Bireddy Shabari of TDP, Sri Rang Barne of Shiva Sena also spoke during the discussion. Earlier, announcing the initiation of the discussion, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla said, "The national song offered light and hope during difficult times as India fought off colonial oppression." In the Rajya Sabha, discussion is underway on the Health Security Se National Security Cess Bill 2025. The bill proposes to levy a cess on production of goods such as pan masala and any other goods that may be notified by the central government. Proceeds from the cess will be used for expenditure towards public health and national security. The Ministry of Civil Aviation has informed that over 5,86,700 passenger name records or PNRs were cancelled and refunded between 1st and 7th of December, amounting to more than 569 crore rupees in refunds. The ministry also said that 4,500 bags were delivered to customers out of a total of 9,000 bags, and the remaining bags will be delivered in the next 36 hours. Meanwhile, Civil Aviation Minister K. Ramohan Naidu today informed the Rajya Sabha that the government has capped the airfare across the country in view of the situation arisen due to the cancellation of certain flights leading to shortage of capacity. In reply to supplementaries, Mr. Naidu said, "The government has created four pricing slabs based on the distance." Replying to another supplementary, the minister said, "There will be no compromise on air safety, as it is the topmost priority of the government." He informed the House that the government is conducting an inquiry in connection with the situation leading to cancellation of several flights due to which passengers had to face a lot of difficulties. He said the government is not taking this situation lightly and very strict action will be taken in the matter. A Delhi court today extended by 4 days the NIA custody of three doctors and a preacher arrested in the November 10 Red Fort blast case. They were produced before the principal and sessions judge Anju Bajaj Chandana as their 10-day custody ended. The NIA has arrested 7 people so far in what investigators describe as a white-collar terror module first uncovered by Jammu and Kashmir police. In Chhattisgarh's Khairagarh Chuikhadan Gandai district, 12 Maoists surrendered today. Those laying down arms include Ramdher Majhi, a member of the Central Committee of the Maoist and a top Naxal leader. These Maoists were active in various districts of Madhya Pradesh, Maharashtra and Chhattisgarh. And benchmark domestic equity indices closed on a bearish note today. Sensex plunged 610 points to close at 85,103, while Nifty settled at 25,961. And that is the end of this news bulletin.